There's a world of hurt between giving something away and having it taken from you. Someone has filched commentator Kate Pfeiffer's identity and gone shopping.
Here's what I know about Catherine M. She shops at Macy's. She's got a penchant for silky or lacy lingerie. She works out, she's house hunting, and doesn't pay her bills. And one last thing. Catherine M. is using my social security number. Catherine M. came into my life 6 months ago when a collection agency contacted me. At the time, I thought it was a simple mix-up with social security numbers. I was wrong. In 1998, while I was pregnant and gaining 40 pounds, it appears that Catherine M. was sculpting her body and skulking around in sexy skivvies. According to my credit report, Catherine M. owes over $500 to Victoria's Secret, $1,000 to Macy's, and $2,000 to Bally's Gym. Compared to some victims of identity fraud, I'm lucky. It hasn't ruined my life. But it is a distraction, not just the hours spent correcting my credit rating. It's my time-consuming fascination with Catherine M. I have a driving need to find out who this woman is. Where does she live? Does she have a boyfriend or, given the Victoria's Secret bill, a flock of men begging for favors? Is Catherine M. even her real name? There are no listings for her in the white pages. An internet search came up with only one match, a middle school honor student. It doesn't fit the shopping pattern. I often wonder what drove her to do it. Is it so crucial for a girl to look good these days that she'll resort to grand larceny? Did the models, the magazines, the catalogs, midriff-bearing rock stars and bony yet buxom actresses catapult her into a life of crime? I've decided that the muscular and well-dressed Catherine M. likely smiles often. She enjoys manicures and thinks of my credit cards. They afford her the ability to feel better by looking better. She believes she's entitled, and I can see why. As someone who somehow missed the spinning, Pilates, and yoga crazes, I feel completely out of touch with my contemporaries. But Catherine M. must know how to talk the talk. If I ever do find out who Catherine M. really is, I'm not sure what I'll do. The police have been called. We have a potential address in New York. If that pans out, if Catherine M. is found, I will have to decide whether to press charges. Do I want Catherine M. to pay for my lousy credit, for invading my privacy, for the time I've spent trying to figure her out? And I wonder what her defense will be. Will she claim the pressure to look gorgeous is too much to bear? Did her cellulite drive her to do it? Will she adopt a Victoria's Secret defense? If she were me, and some people think she is, I would.
The comments of Kate Pfeiffer, a writer who lives on Martha's Vineyard.